Let's pull it together now.
Of course.
Let's tighten up the infield. Woodward, come on, throw some strikes, buddy.
And Woodward needs to throw a strike now more than ever.
And here we go.
Out of the stretch, and that's going to be, that's, whoa, and another hit by pitch called back by the umpire. That's the second one that's happened today. If you remember back in the first inning, Stephen Gillette, back in the second inning, Stephen Gillette had a similar situation where it looked like he got hit, but the umpire had to call him back in a similar situation with Stephen Kohatsu. But now the count is in his favor at 2-0.
Huh.
So not too sure what exactly is going on.
Either way you go, it's a very intriguing turn of events here.
It is. And now the umpires will call timeout. So Stephen Kohatsu gets a couple of practice swings.
And you can really just kind of feel the air filled with tense. Mm-hmm. It's just tense, you know?
It is.
Like you're just waiting. You're filled with anticipation. What's going to happen next?
Well, you never know, and that's the beauty of baseball. Woodward with a 2-0 count to Kohatsu. He's going to come out of the stretch. Here's a pitch. That pitch is low, so that is 3-0. Woodward continuing to having trouble finding the strike zone. That is seven straight balls that he has thrown without a strike.
You know, I think what Woodward's encountering here is a mental barrier.
Just
he's
a little bit.
He's thrown so many balls, he's just kind of hitting the wall right now.
He is. Very big wall, so now he's going to have to lay one in there for Kohatsu and hope he misses it. And that's a strike.
Ho-ho.
The Masters College Mustangs in the dugout are breathing a sigh of relief saying, okay, because this is one of their better pitchers. So they thought he was starting to lose it for a little bit.
And fortunately enough for the Masters, Woodward now starting the ascent up the wall to the other side to strike land.
But he's still got a lot of work cut out in front of him. 3-1 count now for Woodward. Pitch to Kohatsu. Kohatsu pops this one up, and this one's going out of the stadium. So now Kohatsu has worked the count full. Goodness gracious.
Great balls of
fire.
I was waiting
for
you.
You were waiting for me. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I'm going, did you forget already? Goodness.
I don't know who could forget that line.
Oh, probably not.
Classic.
It is classic. 3-2 count now to Kohatsu. Woodward out of the stretch. Base is loaded. Cougars ahead 3-2. Here's a pitch from Woodward. Kohatsu is going to foul this one down the right field line. That's going to go out of play, so we will reset and do it again. Give this much credit to Kohatsu. He is giving Woodward a battle.
Mm-hmm.
A battle that he will not soon forget.
Indeed, it's like Clash of the Titans right now.
Yes, it is.
One's just waiting for the other to show a little sign of weakness, and then they're going to pounce on it.
Well, it looked like Woodward had a little bit of a weakness for a while because he couldn't get a strike to save his life.
Mm.
3-2 count. Pitch to Kohatsu. That's going to be lofted up to right field, and that is going to be caught. Great play by Kirk Ninjister. But it will be. But the throw home does not go anywhere, and we are going to have a sack fly credited to Stephen Kohatsu. So now it is 4-2 in favor of the Cougars.
Wow. That was a bit of craziness there on that last play.
Just a little bit. So Matt Venegas does score on that fly ball. Como advances to third. But Neuenheis will stay at first.
And Neuenheis on that last play almost got himself in a bit of a pickle there. As you saw, Philip, he was charging towards second, but then changed his mind. Scrambled back and came in head first into first base. Thankfully enough, he was safe.
Thankfully so, and Bryce cuts back now up. He has a chance to pad this lead, but the Cougars have two outs and runners at the corners. Here's Woodward out of the stretch. And he steps off the rubber and throws back to first. Keeps Kirk Neuenheis honest.
Tricky. Mm.
Goodness gracious.
Great balls of fire.
Cuts back still with a 0-0 count facing Tim Woodward. Here's the pitch, and that's going to be a strike right across the knees. Oh, and one count now in favor of Woodward, and he'd love to get out of this inning and put this behind him, believe me. Woodward out of the stretch, runs at the corners, and that pitch is low, and here comes Como off the wild pitch, and he is going to score. And Neuenheis will advance to second, and this is just getting worse and worse for the Masters College. Tyler Diamond could not stop that from going to the backstop, and Como with his speed capitalized. It is now 5-2.
Well, the good news is we're starting to see the high-scoring Cougars that we know and love. The bad news, well, for Cougars fans, there is none. For Masters fans, however, they are in a bit of a hole.
Just a tad bit. But the thing is, the Cougars are scoring the runs in conventional ways. Cuts back high and
back,
deep.
Back,
and this
back.
One is going out of here onto Alasta Avenue. Bryce cuts back with his 10th home run of the season. It is now 7-2, Cougars. Holy Toledo.
Crushed that one.
As soon as that ball left the bat, you knew it was gone. The entire Cougar faithful just watching it go and giving their signs of celebration. And what a hit that was. Woo! Bryce Cutsbeck. A man among boys. Pretty much all you can say.
A man among men.
I could say that too.
A giant among men.
Oh, there we go. I like it. A Goliath among the Philistines. How's that?
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Oh, hey. I aim to please. So now Stephen Gillette up at the plate. And, of course, Derek Keene, the first guy up in this inning, is on deck. So the Cougars are very close to batting around. Woodward with a strike, for his, at least for his sanity's sake. It's now 1-1.
Sanity is something, Phil, that you definitely need in this game.
Oh, do you ever. And Woodward's pitch just a tad bit below the knees. It's now 2-1. So the Cougars putting up a six-run rally here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Woodward throws a strike across the knees. It looked a little similar to the last pitch that was called a ball, but it evens the count at 2-2. Woodward out of the windup and the pitch. Oh, very close to the pitch that was called a third strike, or the second strike, but now the count is full. So a little more of a case of a floating strike zone right there, but that last pitch, it worked to the benefit of Stephen Gillette. And strike three catches Gillette looking, and that's going to end it for the bottom of the seventh inning, but the damage was done. A six-run rally capped off by Bryce Cutsbeck's 10th home run of the season. They're probably still looking for that ball out in the Alasta Avenue, but nevertheless, your Cougars going to the top of the eighth inning up 7-2 here on KPU's live coverage of Cougar Baseball. Don't go anywhere.